How have you been, man?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. How many years since 2015 or 14? I was saying it's been since 2015. We haven't really had a communication, sort of. I mean, high school, finishing it up, and then going to college. Yeah, it's been too much. Too many things have been going on, right?
It's been a long time. It's pretty weird when you finish school, you think you stay in contact with the people you went to the same school with, but you realize that life has other plans and you have to adapt. So
I just felt like we needed a small introduction, you know. I'm just going to read off of your bio. I was looking on LinkedIn. You've been through many things, man. You've been going to, I mean, you had internships, you have jobs, and you're interested right now. You say it's sustainable construction, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so with a degree in civil engineering, and then right now you're just, I've been seeing you talking about a lot of things on AI and some of your input on how it's kind of like affecting the world right now. But it's really interesting. I was looking through it, and it's really interesting what you what sort of inputs you've been giving, you know.
Thanks a lot, man. That means a lot because
Yeah.
it's pretty hard out there.
I know. All right. Let's see if we can get started with the with this. So just sort of an introduction for the listeners who will be listening to the podcast. For today's topic, we'll be talking about the meaning of societal pressure and the mental fortitude to push through. And our guest today is Eric Gakuba, a great friend of mine from high school. We were talking about how it's been probably like 10 years since we had a conversation. And but yeah, let's see how it goes. So are you ready?
I've been ready, bro. I'm born ready. That's
All right.
what I
So
say.
let's go on with the first question. How would you define societal pressure in your own words?
I mean, for me, probably it's spanned from the type of life you live, right? And nowadays, everybody's influenced by mostly I would say social media, right? So the things you see when you're scrolling online, I would say the people you meet in real life, the stories they tell you, all those kind of things are part of what I would say builds who you are, right? So for me, it comes from mostly the lifestyle that you see other people living, and you'd be like, okay, I'm not living my life the way I'm supposed to live it. So something is wrong, right? And the thing is that you don't know if you're on the right path or the wrong path. Probably you're on the right path, right? And it's because that social media has brought this thing where everything is everybody's living a good life, right? You see everybody living a good life, and you'd be like, okay, if I'm not posting too much, if I'm not showing people the life I'm living, then I'm doing something wrong. So societal pressure for me is trying to compare your life to other people's lifestyle, even though you don't have the same background, you don't have the same education.
You cut off a little bit, but just to give off a small summary of what you said. You said societal pressure is trying to compare yourself to other people, especially in regards of today's influence, let's say social media. People look on Instagram and then they want to be who they're seeing, you know. Life today is kind of like opened, and you see like influencers everywhere right now. When back in the days, influencer was somebody who was
I would say had social responsibility to kind of like help or give a sort of advice. But right now, anybody can become a social influencer, which is so funny. But this would lead to my second question. Can you share a moment when societal expectation felt overwhelming?
I mean, for me, it's I would say, you know, the typical answer would be, you know, every family wants the best for their kid. I'm not saying that's one of my that's where my social pressure came from, but growing up in Rwanda and the high schools we went to, you know, the goal was always to push students to, you know, become, you know, achieve, have good grades and go to good universities and, you know, go further on to have a good career. So I would say the right answer would be the environment, you know, the environment in which we grew up in, which is for us, which was in Rwanda. And nowadays it has changed, right? And every person who's trying to achieve something, and you can probably share the same experiences, that we all have a different algorithm on our social platforms. And mine, I don't know how it happened, but it's a lot of, you know, motivation quotes and success stories and stuff like that. And yeah, that's it. I would say in the last 2 years, that's what have been pushing me to try and.
Yeah, I was about to say, I remember seeing on your story, there was this this motivational like video with Andrew Tate. I was like, wow. Now, I usually don't like watch motivational clips that much, but it kind of hit somewhere, you know, because when you're kind of like listening to those video clips, you feel like you can do anything and you can, you know, become anybody. And yeah, the fact that, you know, your algorithm kind of like hit straight into the motivational videos just proves the point that, you know, the society can pressure you. It's not basically a bad pressure. It can also be a good pressure, because somebody's giving you his life experience and telling you, you need to do this, you need to do that. And in order to achieve this, you have to be able to sacrifice one or two things, or, you know, just in order to do this, you have to become another different kind of person. And the example you just gave was a really interesting one, because when I started this podcast, it was mainly like a personal blog kind of spot. And some friends of mine were telling me, you're really doing something good. And I feel inspired to be able to listen to it. And just hearing those kinds of messages kind of like, you know, pushes me. It's the society giving me a positive push, telling me, hey, this is really something you can, you're doing something really good. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as you said, it can either be, it can be positive. It doesn't have to be negative, right? The fact that you're seeing this motivation, you can, you know, you can use it to improve your life, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to say is that don't try to compare yourself with, don't try to, because you have a different life and you have different goals, right?
Yeah.
So most of the time is that, you know, you say that friends were pushing you, telling you you're doing something good. It's like if you try to go and copy another big podcaster that's publishing content, and you look at them as inspiration, if you go and consume the whole content but don't go out there and make your own content, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's like you're just consuming but you're not producing anything, right? Mm-hmm. So you're gonna end up consuming. What I'm saying is that it's good, but you at some point you have to say, okay, what is that I'm trying to achieve, and how can this person help me achieve what I'm trying to achieve, instead of just, okay, I like what this person is doing, and it ends there, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's the whole point of also having mentors and, people you look up to. They're the reason why you achieve certain, milestones in your life, because they're there to tell you, hey, I did this and I was able to achieve this. If you can also do this, I'm pretty sure you can, do even better than that, But that's the reason why, there is a positive and there's a negative societal pressure, which kind of like pushes us to the next question. Have you noticed any shifts in pressure points? And these pressure points can be social media or change of expectation, meaning like we when we grew up, we used to know that in order to be successful, you have to have millions in your account, or you have to be an actor. Like, the question is, have you noticed any shifts in pressure points?
That's a very good question. The thing about growing up and things you learn, you choose how that's going to impact your life. So for me, growing up, the goal was to probably become an engineer. And what does that mean, right? And after achieving that, then you realize that there's more to that, right? There's more. Life has more to offer than just becoming just becoming an engineer, right? And of course you have trends that happen in life due to different factors, climate change, technological factors, and the problems that are still there that needs to be solved. So for me, that was the goal, to go through school and become learn something that I can use in real life. But as well, in today's world, you can't just, you can't just put your head down and hope that everything will work out well around you. You have to participate, because we live in a society. You can't just, live on your own. So what I'm trying to do is, is trying to study the trends that are happening around me, and trying to realize, trying to think, what can I do as a person, as a human being, to be part of this, global ecosystem of things happening in terms of technology, in terms of climate change, in terms of helping people, have better lives. So yeah, probably that would be my typical answer.
It's a very good answer, because for me too, when I look back to how these pressure points have been changing, I would categorize them into categories. Like, back in the days, you used to feel the pressure from the family, like your family direct contact, like the people who you live right next to. Your parents would tell you, you need to become a doctor, you need to become a civil engineer, you need to become somebody who can take care of, your family. But if I look at life right now, I feel like the pressure is pushed outward. It's like outward towards, towards you as the person, because right now the pressure comes from social media. It comes from the general life you live, because most people generally want to compare themselves to other people. And it's a sad statement, but it's a good statement too, because if you compare yourself to others, you are trying to achieve the level of success that they've achieved, which is good. But it's gonna be bad if you're trying to kind of like adopt the bad karma, or the bad habits, Yeah, the bad habits are the ones who are going to, kind of like shape you into a different kind of person, And I feel like for me, I would just categorize into those two points. And the next question goes into like personal impact. Like, how did societal pressure show up in your life growing up or early in your career? I know you gave some examples earlier about like, growing up to become like learning things in high school, but is there a specific other kind of like story you can give us?
So the way that I've lived my life is till right now, till today is it has involved a little bit of most ups and downs, and not knowing what I'm what I want to do, and then trying to figure out as I go along. But an example I would say would be I kind of talked a little bit about it earlier, but the pressure of you have to become someone, right? And you have to understand, because 12 you're finishing primary school, and then you kind of entering this, I'll say, high school stage where you have to orient yourself towards things. When I'm things I'm talking about, classes that that are going to teach you something, the basics, right? Because at that point, you know little about everything, because in primary school you don't have, they just give you the, I would say, the bare minimum so that you can you can think, have logic and stuff like that. But in high school, that's when you get the fundamental education that will shape who you become. That's when a lot of people that become successful in different domains, that's when they go full into what they're passionate about, what they want to do, because your brain is fully developed to now acquire something that can impact your life. So for us, and the way you grew up, it was, the idea was to was to go through school first of all, right? We have to address that, because we know the history of schools and how that came to be on the on our continent. It wasn't always something that parents told their their kids to do, but it has changed, and you can see through different programs that education has become a fundamental thing that every kid has to go through. So the pressure of saying, okay, you all have to go through school, even though we don't know what it's going to give you, it's a standard, you have to go through it whether you like it, whether you don't like it. I'm not saying school is bad, but they have to be, a different type of I would say, understanding towards kids and towards what they want to do. And I feel like it has changed today, because there's a new school is coming and teaching a lot of different things, which was different when we were growing up, right? You either had to study science or you're nobody, right?
True.
So yeah, the pressure of going to being told what to do, right? It's like you don't own your life, right? It's like your life is not yours till you turn probably 18, So for me, that's I feel like that was a hard part, because I feel like from 12 to 18, if I had my, I'm not saying I didn't have my life in my own hands, but if that was the, if we had the choice, this freedom of deciding what we want to do, and we had the opportunities, of course, because for you to decide what you want to do, you also have to have the opportunities aligned with that, and we didn't have those opportunities. But I'm saying, if there was a chance that I could go back during that time between 12 and 18, there's a lot of things that I could do differently, right, to possibly increase the change, the chances of what I want to do, how I want to do it, and where I want to end up, right? But again, I'm not saying I'm mad. Or probably, no, I'm very happy of how things turned out. But there's of course something that you can change in those years, because for me, they're fundamental. They shape most of who you become in the rest of your life. And for us to not have the right to say or to dictate, to decide what our life will become, I feel like that's something that I can change.
That's a really good way of putting it. Like the way we were like the way we grew up, they told you you have to become somebody, you know. You won't become somebody unless, you know, you go to school or unless you study math, chemistry, and biology, or you take math and
Yes.
chemistry. It was sort of a push to you to become somebody. But I had a chance to be in Nebraska for a few years in the US, and I kind of like compared the lifestyles there and here in Africa. Of course, we're a developing country, Rwanda, but if I could compare it, I feel like most of the times I was playing catch up because the people who were together in some of the classes, let's say I did conservation agriculture, like a kid grew up on the farm, he has experience for probably like 15, 20 years in being on the farm. And me, I'm just a kid who came from Kigali. Yes, I've had experiences to go visit my grandpa on the farm, but if I can compare myself to somebody who's been there 20 years, who's had sweat, tears, and pains of like being on the tractor or cultivating on the sun, I feel like those years, 12 to 18, as you were saying, if there was opportunities for us to explore different areas instead of like knowing, hey, in January I'm going to school, in March I'm coming back for 1 week, and then I'm going back to school, and then I'm coming back. If we had opportunities to explore life, I feel like most of us would really have enjoyed it. But again, as you say, we don't regret the way we grew up because it shaped who we are right now. And we couldn't be who we are right now if it wasn't for the opportunities we got. But yes, what I was saying is it's sometimes you feel like you're playing catch up when you get outside, outside of your comfort zone. And the next question, what mental or emotional signs alerted you that the pressure was too much? Do you have examples?
Yeah, like you said, it's when you find yourself playing catch up, and probably my signs were a little bit different. It's that you can tell that you don't have the capacities or probably the skills that you should have at certain age, right? You can, if you don't lie to yourself, if you're being honest with yourself, you can. You can be honest with yourself. So it came to a point where I realized that, I'm like you said, I'm playing catch up. I'm trying to learn things that probably and of course, going back to this, it comes back to education and learning and who's teaching you what, right? So I'm saying that the fact that you have to learn foreign languages and you have to perform in them and you have to be as good as someone who's someone who spoke that language since they were born and so for me it was being measured to the same standard as everybody else. Even though we have different backgrounds, even though we came from different backgrounds and all those things, but no one no you know, nobody cares about that. You all have to be measured to the same standard. So that that wakes you up, and from there on you pick you try to pick things up very quickly and try to learn as fast as you can.
It's even the fact of like trying to catch up, you're playing catch up, that means you're overexerting yourself, that's when the pressure comes in,
Because you're moving at a rate, it's like you're covering a thousand things at the same time, right? You have to learn a language, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to, so you have, and of course, the struggles that we went through, growing up, if we had a perfect life, then you wouldn't be motivated to do hard things, right? And the fact that you went through those, struggles growing up and, being told you have to perform, you have to be a high performer all the time. I feel like that, the drive of feeling that you have to be a high achiever no matter what, no matter the circumstances. I feel like that is a very good thing that came from the from our upbringing.
Yeah, our upbringing was you're never lazy. You have to become successful no matter what, no matter what happens, you have to be successful. And so the next question is when you realized that pressure was building up, what was your first step towards mental re resilience?
That is a very good question, because people have different ways of trying to cope with things, right? I would say people do meditations. They talk to their families, and it makes them feel like okay, they have people who care about them. For me, it's a little bit different because first of all, you're the first person to be going through what you're going through, in my case, at least, right? I was the first person to be going through what I was going through. So I had no one to probably, it's very good when you have all the siblings and you kind of call them and ask them, to guide you. But for me, it was different because I was the old in my family. I was the oldest in my family. So I'm the oldest, right? So you have no one to look up to, right? So you have to, of course, make a lot of mistakes, and learn as you go through the things, because it's very easy to beat up on yourself and feel bad about, for example, the mistakes that you made. My mindset is you have to make mistakes to learn things, right? So I allow myself to make mistakes, but I'm very quick to correct them, right? I try to analyze and study what went wrong and try, be very fast to correct them. So I used to listen to meditations. I used to listen to those type of things, when I was probably like 20 or 21. But right now, it's more of trying to become an adult. And how do you become an adult is that you live through life as it's happening, right? And you try to you try to do the right thing all the time, and we all know what the right thing is, right? And for us to end up probably in a bad situation is because we ignore what the right thing, right? And that's where you end up, seeking help from different, course, entities and stuff like that, but trying to do the right thing all the time, helps you a lot in going through things. And you, yeah, go ahead. I feel like you had a,
I was just
did
like
you have
trying
like a
to,
similar experience?
yeah, I was about to iterate on the theory of making mistakes, because in life, if you don't make mistakes, you really don't learn. The theory of trial by fire, you have to go through the pain of knowing that, yes, I did this. Sorry, yes, I did this, and I was able to learn something. You can't go through life on a cozy chair. You have to go through life, stepping on stones, or remember the old thing, kubiti no kurukuta, something like that. You have to go through life like that. I was just trying to iterate on the on what you said about, making mistakes.
That's a very good point. Life, I would say life itself is a mistake, because we are not supposed to be here. You don't know how you end up on this. You
Yeah,
don't
true.
decide, right? You don't decide whether you come, right? You just there, right? You just find yourself, you're here living. So yeah, you have to, you don't have to beat up yourself a lot. You I'm the type of person who, when I realize that something went wrong, I blame myself, of course, because that allows me to take as well full responsibility for what's happening, and then go back to it's very hard to do, of course. When you say when we're saying this, it's very easy to say things, but it's very hard to implement, right? So yeah, you have to find you have to be easy on yourself, right? Allow yourself to make mistakes. Whatever went wrong, you missed this, you missed that, you didn't pass your driver's license. All right, it's all right. Things happen, right? You didn't get your diploma. Someone scammed you and you lost money, stuff like that, right? It's all right, right? It's all right. Things happen, right? Don't feel like the world is over and no, you didn't get that internship you're looking for. You haven't, founded your dream job. It's okay. It's all right, right? Go back and work on yourself all the time. And if you do the right thing, things will end up working for you most of the times, of course.
Yeah, I was about to say the perfect quote for what you just said is Winston Churchill saying, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal, and it's the courage to continue that only counts." I feel like that quote kind of like sums up everything that you just said in this previous question.
Yeah, perfectly.
Yeah, and the next question is so we know social norms is you have to show up, you have to go to the party and stuff like that. But how do you balance honoring important social norms without losing your own voice?
So, I'm not sure I understand the question correctly, but if you're asking about trying to stay relevant or trying to do what's the normal things that people do, and sticking to your own path, right? I guess probably that's the question.
That's the question. Yeah, basically, that's the question.
For me, I try to find the right balance, right? I try to find balance, balance in terms of okay, should I go out or should I stay in and read a book? What is the right thing to do, right? It's Saturday and friends are calling me and they want to hang out. Should I go hang out with them or should I stay inside and probably watch this video on YouTube that that's going to probably teach me something or two? So it's those type of things. You have to find balance. Of course, you don't have don't you know lean right on the right too much and don't lean on the left too much. Try to find the right balance depending on what you're trying to achieve, depending on the moment you're going through and what you need to prioritize, right? So yeah, I try to find balance and everything, and sometimes I'm probably focusing more on the work I have to do, and you'll find me probably other times hanging out with friends and enjoying life, So trying to find balance, even though they say that to be successful and all those things, you don't have, you have to work, you have to work all the time, which is good. If that's what you want, work all the time, okay? That's fine as well. That's an option for me. So I feel like everybody decides for themselves. And for me, it's finding balance between work, life, and what I'm trying to achieve as a person.
Yeah, I
I
feel
don't know
like
about you.
yeah, for me, I would say the work-life balance is mainly structured on my mental health, 'cause for me it's whenever I feel like it's getting too much, that's when I pull back. Because like sometimes work is too much and you really can't do anything about it, you know? Because it's work. You have to show up. You have to show up. You have to be there. It's work, you know? But when it becomes too much, you know, when it becomes too much, that's when I'm like, okay, I need to pull back. I need to pull back and, you know, chill. It's take a holiday or two, you know, stuff like that. But mainly for me, the way I balance it is Whenever I'm at work, I'm listening to music because I don't want to overstress myself. And some of my friends are always like saying, how do you do this? How do you work with music in the background, or how do you work with the podcast in the background? But it's my way of coping with pressure. My way of coping with pressure is I do something I love, which is either music, a video, or podcast. That's me. You will always find me listening to something. It might not be, chill music. It might be rock heavy, kind of like, AC and A is it AC/DC? Yeah, the other metal band. Yeah, it's like I for me, the way I balance is I try to analyze where I am right now as my mental health. And then after that, I know either I need to take a break or I need to, chill and do stuff like that, And which kind of like pushes us to the next question. Do you have any structured practices, either journaling, mindfulness, self-affirmation, to push back against the noise?
So I was probably going back to what we're saying and going to the question. The thing is that you have to have you have to organize your life. You have to have an organized life, meaning you need to know what you're doing tomorrow. Having what I'm saying, an organized life, you find yourself in everywhere, right? And that's not a good place to be because you will lose yourself, right? It's like going on. It's like when you're going on your. It happens to all of us, right? We take our phones and we're scrolling, and then you realize it's been 2 hours, and you did nothing, and you've been on your phone. It's all those things. what I would say is, I try to control my life as much as possible. I try to, know when I'm doing something and why am I doing it? When even if it's work, right? Even if it's work. But these days I've kind of decided that if I do something, then it has to be to improve my actual state or where I'm right now. And of course, thinking about the future, because a lot of people, that's why when you lose hope, you die. For me, that's my understanding. So you have to have an organized life, and you have to prioritize certain things, right? Because then you have life that is in order, and which improves your life. Because when you wake up knowing what you're going to do, you wake up in a very good mood, compared to when you wake up just it's a Sunday, it's a Saturday, okay, it's the weekend, then I have to do nothing. No, you have to you have to plan things, and planning is very hard. But the good thing about technology is that we have tools that allow us to, and they can always send you a notification of you have to do this thing at this time, and that helps me a lot. I don't know if it answered the question that you asked,
No,
or went through.
no, it answered it, because you said you have to plan your life, and for you, the way you plan your life is going prioritizing stuff. You have to prioritize what you want to do, and do you want to go out on a Saturday? It's what you said earlier. Do you really want to go out on a Saturday, or can you stay in and maybe read a book, watch this video, or journal, stuff like that? I feel like it's an it, no, it's not. I feel like it is an answer to the question. If I could compare it to my sort of planning is, I like to journal like every once in a while, like a week, every 2 weeks. I go through the previous week and I analyze what went well, what did not go well, and where did I do something good, or where did I do something wrong? And whenever I do that, that's when I figure out, okay, next week I need to focus on these two key points. Either I need to work out more. I need to read another book. I need to listen to good music, because what I've seen for me, the type of music I'm listening to in those days, it kind of like influences my mental health. You know,
Yes.
if I'm listening to gospel music, I'm gonna have a really, really good mood. But if I'm
Yeah.
listening to hip hop and R&B,
You
you
got
know,
to feel a little bit aggressive and trying to fight
yeah.
demons and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like I'm fighting demons in the morning. I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, so for me, it's my life reflects over those, you know, those days when I'm journaling, and sometimes I
Yeah.
also write poems about what I'm feeling, you know, and it kind of like helps me release the pressure a little bit, because I'm getting out what is in my mind. And this leads to our next question. What role does community or mentorship play in reinforcing your mental fortitude?
For me, my community, probably you mentioned, you say it, I live in France. It's a
Yeah.
it's a different country, different culture, different everything. And people are more reserved, and they don't tell you things unless you ask them, right?
Yeah.
Which is different to the probably the American mindset, the random mindset, which is very open, right?
Yeah.
So people, you see generally in Europe, people are reserved. They tend to be quiet. They tend to stay in their corner, and they don't like when you're very loud. They want to ensure they're on their own peace. So the good thing about the internet is that you can learn from anyone you want. You just need to know that person, and you need to follow them, because most of these people, they post things, they have their life out there so that you can learn from them. So having mentors is really good when when you're still in school, when you are even when you're growing up, right? Because having parents that still tells you the probably still calls you from time to time, see if everything is all right. That is a good thing, Having family and friends that you can rely on, is something good as well, because we tend to isolate ourselves too much because we are focused on pursuing our dreams and going after these things. But you have to realize that you achieve those things alone. You have to, if you are trying to achieve something, you have to bring people with you, right?
Yes.
So that is what, so I learned that when I learned that thing, it changed my whole perspective, because I thought that, it has to be, you have to do things alone, right? The lone wolf,
Yeah.
let's say theory, that doesn't exist in real life, right?
Yeah.
No one achieved, anything by being by themselves, right? They had people behind them. So my understanding is you have to bring people along with you, right? And you have to share them what you're trying to do, because you don't know who's listening. You don't know who can help you, right?
Yeah.
Don't try to be alone. Always try to. It sounds like I'm giving advice. But again, when I'm saying these things, it's like I'm saying it to myself, because I remind myself all the time that you don't have to do anything alone. You just have to find a way to articulate what you're trying. The right person will come along, aid in your community. Try to always, if they having if they have this activity that you feel like you can participate in, even if you think, okay, it's not beneficial in terms of, money, but you can still meet someone, and that someone will help you in building your project, the project that you have, a certain idea that you are working on. Yeah, so community is a big part in my life. I try to engage as much as I can in where I'm living right now. I don't post it. I don't, because I feel like it's not even good to put your life, whole life out there. You have to reserve certain things to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
I kind of lost you a little bit there, but I'm just going to say that I really like what you said by you have to bring along people in your life. You can't be the lone wolf in real life. And it's kind of like portrayed differently in movies because you see let's even say, I mean, I was about to give the example of John Wick, but John Wick also relies on the other whole group syndicate, something like that. But yeah, you have to be able to bring along people
But
because, sorry?
John Wick has a dog, right? I didn't see the movie, but John Wick has a dog.
Yeah, John Wick has
I
a
feel like
dog.
he has a. See, that's his companion.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I was about to give the example, but I also remembered he has a dog, so basically he's not alone. But yeah, it's the way it's reflected in real life is also, I mean, there is the male and the female gender all through, you know, the universe. Nothing completes itself by being, you know, one thing. You have to bring along somebody along with you, you know. That's when you really feel life. That's what I was about to say. So the way you kind of like emphasized on the meaning of having a community around you is it's really important because most people forget about the fact that you know you really are not born alone in this world. You have close to 8 billion people around you, and you never know what you're gonna learn from the next person who's sitting right next to you. You just have to, you know, pop the question. You have to, you know, ask, you know, you never know somebody who's going to help you. And then so the next question kind of like goes on reframing and growth. It's like how can we reframe societal expectation into healthy motivators rather than stressors?
It comes back to what we're saying. You have to know what you want, right? You have to know what you want, and you have to figure out a way that that the people around you, or maybe even yourself, how are you going to make that happen, right? So you have to look at, for example, right now, what is what's trending. Everything that's trending is not good. You don't have to participate in everything. You have to always look back at yourself and see, how can you achieve what you're trying to achieve, but at the same time align that with improving, some one person's life. Let's start by one person's life, right? Even if even this podcast, probably someone will listen to it and they'll probably learn, or probably get one thing, or probably one idea that they hadn't thought about that could that can change your life. So my understanding is trying to change a person's life, right? Because our lives as well have been changed by different people, right? For us to be where we are right now, we are not here because we are the best, or probably we, no, it's because it's from other people. People made sacrifices and and we're here right now. So that mindset has to be like something that goes with you wherever you go. Okay, I'm trying to change one person's life. And you realize that in trying to change one person's life, you end up impacting and changing 1,000 people, even millions of people, even billions of people's lives, right? And I feel like that's the mission that we all should have, is that try to make the person next to you, even the person across the world, in whatever way you chose to share your mission, right? Either through, storytelling, through any type of form that you chose to share with the world, that thing that you have, right, is a key. Yeah. What do you think?
I also believe you have to in the way of reframing these expectations, you have to kind of like change your mindset. Yeah, the mindset of I am alone. Because when I started doing this podcast, I really thought of kind of like doing something that could first off benefit me, because I wanted to give myself a challenge of posting like every week. And in doing that, I wasn't really aiming for people to listen to it. I just gave myself a challenge. I was like, hey, let me see if I can do this and maybe something good will come out of it. I don't know. But when I started the podcast, it was just me kind of like giving myself a challenge. And in giving myself that challenge, the pressure of, feeling like I have to be successful on the podcast scene, it was really, I wasn't really kind of like pushed by it. I was just like trying to become a better person who can, achieve a challenge, I would say so. So the societal expectation of you have to be successful on the podcast scene was really not my drive, but it kind of like became a healthy motivator, because I feel motivated to do this every week because I know there is somebody who might like, what I'm talking about, or get a, get a little piece of advice from what I'm saying, that type of thing. And as we are coming to the end, this next question is it's kind of like an advice. What advice would you give someone who's struggling to distinguish between useful feedback and harmful pressure?
I mean, first of all, my, thank you for hosting this. And coming back to what you were saying, I feel like that. I feel that you're really making an impact. Just by doing this, even though, let's say one person listens to this, that's all right, right? At some point you realize that, as you go along, you made an impact. And through the work you do every day, the result will come along. So I don't worry too much about result. I worry about, doing it every day and, learning from what you do today to, improve tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and, improving every day, right? That's how you get to what you're trying to do. So, as an advice, it always comes back to, do you know yourself, right? Do you understand yourself as a human being? And do you understand how you fit in this world, right? Do you understand how you fit in your community, where you're living today? How does that fit in the, say, the village, village, I would say, environment, and going up to the country, to the continent, to the world, stuff like that. So you have to study the world, right? You don't, because what, when I'm saying the way I do things, you have to study the world and see where the world is going, and you have to know what you're good at, because we all good at something, right? No matter what. And you have to, after finding out what you're good at, or maybe what you can be good at, because we're all trying to improve, and you look at that thing and you work towards that, right? You try to, every day, to improve, to pull resources from everywhere to make that thing perfect, as perfect as possible, right? Because at some point that thing will pay off, right? It can be a skill. You see, I would say, for example, the example I'd give is, you see how people love basketball and people all want to make it to the NBA, but not everyone will make it to the NBA. Only the best, at this thing will go to the NBA. And it's like going to the NBA is like, you finally realize that everything you work for now, it's paying now, it pays off, right? So my reference in life would be probably that, even though it's a different thing, but try to, be as good as possible to what you're doing, and you realize that, in going through that path, it will eliminate All those worries about bad advices and good advice and this and that, you know, it's going to shrink your options, because your only option is to be good at what you're trying to, who you're trying to become and what you're trying to do, right? But I'll also say this, the world moves very fast, and you have to have an ability to pick things up very quickly. You have to, and you have to. So I recently learned this thing about, what is the best way to learn? Because we all learn things in our lives, but I feel like we spend most of the time learning things to use them very fast. But you have to spend time learning things very slowly, so that those things will last your entire life. I would say life on this planet. Because when you learn something very fast, then it's very easy to forget that thing. But when you spend, because you see people, for example, competitors and investors, you see that those people, they can invest, they can invest, something in today's time, but the payoff will come 30, 40 years from now, right? You see the patience in that, right? Maybe 10 years from now. So my understanding is, allow yourself time to fail, but also learn the right, learn on the right pace. Yeah, that would be my advice.
That's a good saying. Learn at your own pace, and allow yourself to make mistakes. Because I feel like most people forget about this in their life, because life is not meant to be easy. It's meant to be a path of thorns and sometimes, metals, because you're not going to learn anything if you don't really, put in the sweat, And
Yes.
the thing you say, you have to know who you are. When you know who you are, you really won't have any problem with the pressure from the outside, because somebody is not going to tell you something you do not believe in. If you have a belief in yourself, in who you are, you will have your self-esteem will be strong enough to not be
Yes.
shaken by the world outside. I feel like that's a good way to end, to end this this in a way. Well, it's a podcast, but thank you very much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you as well. I feel like this is a very great initiative, and I would love to, I would love to see probably this go very far, and yeah, keep building and keep growing. That's what I'd say as well.
Thank you very much, man. And yeah, I will work on the, editing the clips and everything, and then I will send you like a clip probably later tonight, and then we'll see how far it goes. But yeah, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, probably I would say this. You can edit it, and when you'll be editing and removing some stuff. You can, I don't know if you have a YouTube channel or something like that, that you can, you can upload. You
I
can
have
start
a YouTube
uploading.
channel.
There you go. You can upload the whole conversation. It's good. And you see progress, like, from probably a year from now of when you have done.
Yeah, I will do that. All right, man. Thank you very much. I will let you go, and yeah, see you next time.
All right, man, sounds good. Take care.